So I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:02, and this is our July 7th, 2025 special meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission. And we'll get going. So we have I'll just have the members of the commission introduce themselves and please state any of your professional qualifications. And my name is Ross Lally, chair of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. I don't have any professional qualifications related to inland wetlands.
Jim Lorsch, vice chair. I'm a civil engineer, retired civil engineer. I don't really have any professional qualifications that make me good for in the wetlands other than being an engineer.
My name's Diane D'Annunzio, and I am a member as well. I don't have any qualifications as far as degrees or anything for inland wetlands, but I'm very much an activist for the inland wetlands cause and helping out at the town with all of the duties and regulations for inland wetlands.
Okay, next.
Yeah, this is Dave Lynn. Again, I'm a member of Inland Wetland Commission. No real professional qualifications. My background is engineering, mechanical engineering. That's about it.
Hi, folks. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes
And
late.
then Michael. He looks frozen, so he may not hear us. But anyway, we'll keep going and maybe he will unfreeze. So, Alyssa, you are Inland Wetlands agent. We're just doing introductions. And for whatever reason, Michael looks like his image is frozen, so I'm not sure if he can hear us or not. And we will find out. And his qualifications are he is a civil engineer, retired civil engineer as well. So, why don't we get started? I'll ask for any public comment. Actually, I should have asked for approval of the agenda. My apologies. So, could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, any discussion? And hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So the motion passes unanimously by those members present. Was everybody, since we have a full house here of members. So public comment, and I'm not seeing anybody or hearing anybody stepping up for public comment. So let's move on to approval of the minutes for our June 30 special meeting.
I move that we make a motion to approve the June 30th minutes.
I'll second.
And who is the second? Then
That was
Michael.
me, Mike.
So motion made by Diane and seconded by Michael. I'm going to just try to duplicate what everybody says, just because, especially for motions and such, because our clerk isn't here. And she's going to work from the recording, so I just ask folks to remember that when they are speaking. So, any further discussion? And hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes as is signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Then the minutes are approved unanimously. So let's continue on to old business, which was IW 25-7, which was the 61 Vernon Road property. And we're having our meeting just because I think we had gotten all the information that was required, and all we are doing today is simply to vote on it. Because we, at the last meeting, we thought that we could not vote until a later date. And then Alyssa checked behind the scenes and found out that the information down at the bottom the bottom of our page, which says the application status, was not our action date, but it was the minimum date for a public hearing. So we could have done things sooner. But what if a public hearing was not required and it wasn't, we could have actually approved this at the last meeting. So lessons learned. So I would just entertain a motion, and we had decided that based on the last step to I'll entertain a motion to approve the permit for 61 Vernon Road, that the work be done according to the plan of record, and that erosion and sedimentation controls also be done per state requirements. And I think that should pretty much cover, what was needed for a motion.
So moved.
Do I have a second on that?
A second.
It's a motion made by Jim Ler, seconded by Diane. So let's no further discussion. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no abstentions, then the motion passes unanimously by all those present. And so we can now move on to our new business, which is a municipal project at Bolton High School. It's 72 Brandy Street.
Yes, so this is proposed construction of a cold storage shed at the high school, Bolton High School. So there's currently an existing foundation there. The proposition is to demo that existing foundation and then rebuild, like I said, a 36 by 24 outbuilding. There are delineated wetlands nearby, but I think consideration should be given to the fact that there is already a impervious surface in that area, so it wouldn't be the addition of any new impervious. And yeah, it's pretty straightforward, pretty simple, just demoing the old foundation and putting in a new outbuilding.
Do you have a plan?
I do, yeah, I can share my screen.
Yeah, because I have no idea where it is, and in relation to wetlands, the high school or anything.
Yeah, it is pretty close to them. That's why I had started doing this and then stopped for some reason. Just give me 1 second. My computer is like being insane right now, so that's why I was a little
Because
bit
I
late.
looked online, there was nothing in our packet, and there's nothing posted on
Oh.
the
That shouldn't be the case. So this is a plot plan for the high school. It's really zoomed out right now, so obviously you can't see any details, but this, slightly thicker outline is the school itself. There's also,
Brandy,
you can see it.
So Brandy Street's down on the bottom edge.
Correct. Yep. So yes, it's 72 Brandy Street. Brandy Street is down at the bottom of your screen, and then the ball fields are up at the top of your screen.
Yep.
So it's this green highlighted section is the existing foundation, and the shed would go right in that same spot. We can see that all of these WF 35 through 32, etc., those are all wetland flags. So yeah, there is
And
a
I think those were all flagged previously with Barbara Kelly when other work was being done on the high school.
Yeah, so we luckily have delineated wetlands. And yeah, so this is what we're working with. But yeah, like I said, there is an existing foundation there, so it wouldn't be the addition of any impervious surface. It would just be replacing existing impervious surface. So it I'm not sure there's much of a difference in impact as long as there's proper ENS.
Somebody
Are they
else?
replacing the existing foundation or are they using it?
Can you say that again?
Are they replacing the existing foundation or are they reusing it?
Yes. Yeah, they're demoing the existing foundation and then re-pouring a foundation, and building on top of that. So yeah, pulling out the old one.
There'll be some excavation work.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, there will be.
And a new
Yeah, there will
building
be
be
some
exactly
demo.
the same size as this building, the old building?
So this says 28 by 24. And someone from the project, please correct me. I believe it was 30 by 24 was the new one.
It's 36 by 24.
36, so a
So
bit
currently,
lower.
right now, there's a frost wall in the back that still exists that is 28 feet wide, right on the back side of where WF 34 is. We would be staying towards the school, so we wouldn't be going even to the frost wall that exists. So we'd be staying in front of that towards the school.
So that I'm
Which
with
way
that.
is the 36 going to be? The current long side?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
I wish I had gotten a chance to look at this site before. So there's basically existing ENS controls already, pretty much, if there's a wall there. Correct?
well, so I guess my question would be, what type of foundation is it? Is it a slab or is it what?
It's got
What
a
is...
frost wall with a slab, a 6-inch slab.
So the slab is coming up and you're going to excavate it deeper, or you're going to just excavate the old slab, put a new one down in a slightly, longer footprint.
There is currently not even a slab there. It's just frost wall. So
Okay.
we're following kind of the same line, but we're going a little bit wider.
So yeah, the information I had was definitely not complete because I haven't been able to go look at the site yet. But yeah,
So
thank
I
you for the
recall this
question.
is also fairly flat on that side.
Yeah, I would think
Yes,
so.
and it actually pitches towards the school, the driveway, a little bit.
That's what I thought. Just it's on my bicycle route, so I go by there frequently, and
Okay,
so
gotcha.
no, I just was recalling it from there, yet that it's flat.
To build a new shed there after you pour the foundation?
That's correct. So it's two-car garage for their transport vans.
And so right now there's nothing there, correct?
Well, it's just the
That's
frost.
correct. The only thing
Just
that's
the old
existing is this
foundation.
frost wall in the back.
What's happening to all the excavated material?
It's being trucked out of there.
So it's being trucked out. So you just bring in a grand set, yeah, sand, gravel, whatever that you needed to put down before you pour
Correct.
concrete.
Yep, correct.
And this is a stick built
This is stick built,
shed.
correct. Yep. Wood frame siding, rubber roof, EPDM roof.
How about erosion control? You gonna put erosion control around it?
This is new to me, so we're kind of learning this as we're going. So I'm kind of looking for you guys to tell me what you're looking for.
Well,
I can
we
work with you on ENS controls.
yeah, because we typically want something along the side where the wetlands are to protect them, and Alyssa can help you with what that would be, because there's any number of different ways it can be done, and that's really depending on the situation, the individual situation. And I don't think it's going to be too challenging for you because, again, this is relatively flat there. And you said you're taking the excavated materials out, so you're going to excavate it, goes directly on a truck. There's no need to stockpile anything.
Correct.
Because if there were a need to stockpile, then we'd want to know where that was.
Understood.
What's your timetable on this?
As soon as we can get an approval, we're going to start.
I presume you want to
Everybody.
get it. You want to get it done before school starts, I presume.
Yeah, the school is looking for that for sure.
Wow.
And I try to recall, are there any trees in the area? Because it looks like there's a tree line there.
There is a tree line, but we're not in the tree line. The tree line is just before the back bank drops down.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can maybe meet somebody on site who, like, is doing this project. And we can talk about ENS controls. We can throw something on the plan.
Perfect.
And then, yeah, it'll be simple.
Yeah, because I would just also like to see where just a simple outline, no, not much fancier than what you have on here, of the footprint of the new building.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is it looks like the footprint of the old. So I just like to see the new one, and then the ENS controls. Anything else, any other members of the commission feel it would be good to have in here?
No, that should be good.
David, Diane?
Should be good, as you stated.
Yeah, I'm doing a call in here, and so I don't have any visuals. I don't know if I'm doing this properly or not. It's the first time I've tried this, so.
I can hear you.
No, then you're not going to get any visuals. Sorry, David.
You don't think?
You can't. You
that's
can
what
get
happened to the call in. That's okay.
I learned it the hard way. I was able to do it on this call too, but it was a little complicated. But eventually, I figured it out. But it's not worth trying to explain it.
So I guess the question is, our next meeting is what?
22nd.
22nd. So I guess my question is, since there's no work that's actually being done in the wetlands, would folks be comfortable with delegating this to Alyssa, and she could then meet with the applicant and, you know, mark the ENS controls on here, make sure there's the proper footprint of the building, you know, done. So I just put that out there for discussion.
I'm fine with that myself. It should be relatively simple. ENS plan.
Jim?
Yeah, I agree. Just Alyssa can guide the ship, you might say, and get him to do the right things there. Yes, silt fence primarily.
Diane?
Yeah, I agree with Jim and what he said too.
So then I will entertain a motion to approve this permit, delegate this permit to our agent.
I move.
I heard two people fighting over it, so who wants it?
Mike can have it.
They can give me the chip. You can get okay. And Jim can have the second.
Okay, so motion made by Michael and seconded by Jim to delegate this permit to Alyssa. Say all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Then the motion passes unanimously.
I will be in contact with you to set up a meeting, hopefully on site, and we can talk about our next steps.
Perfect. Works for me.
Great. All right. I'll be in contact likely tomorrow.
Okay.
Great. All right. Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And
then we can move on to our ongoing discussion and review of proposed updates to the inland wetlands regs.
So this was for me to find out, I believe this is what we had said last meeting, for me to figure out when we're going to get put on the selectmen's agenda.
Yeah, could you stop sharing, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I didn't even remember.
That's all right, I always forget too. So.
So yeah, I spoke to Kathy. We're thinking like an early August agenda, most likely.
Yeah, because we still don't have a budget, so they have some of that as a priority, and our next referendum is next week. So
we're definitely not priority. So
no. So I would just say everybody who's here and is a resident of Bolton, an elector or owns property, please come and vote.
I'll do.
That's
yep.
But yeah, there is an ongoing note to put us on the agenda. So as soon as possible, they know to get us on there. So, yep.
Okay. Then I think that's it, because this is a special meeting and we cannot wander off the agenda or add or remove items. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Motion made by Jim, seconded by Diane. And then we are adjourned at 7:23. And everybody have a great weekend. And I hope you already had a great holiday, too.
Keep cool.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yep. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.